Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Mr. Parley with the Odyssey Business Association is here.
You're the only one who has said no. The association wants you to join in the festival.
No matter what the festival involves or condones.
Have you talked to Rhonda?
Rhonda?
My sister?
She's always been Ms. Adelaide. No, but I've been summoned to another association meeting later. I assume she'll be there.
When is your next meeting with the association?
Well, later this afternoon. Why?
In the envelope to your left is some information that may be of help to you.
Hey, Vance.
Jay?
Did I tell you that I'm going to be on a TV series?
I don't care.
No, you'll care when I'm a big star.
Wooten Bassett, my cousin, this is Hugo Wells.
The entrepreneur Hugo Wells?
I am a great fan of your work. Oh. I'm staying at the Royal Regent Hotel for the next week or so.
Detective, what about Wooten's house?
The fire investigators think they know where the fire started. The break-in makes us want to treat it as suspicious.
Tell him about the perilous pen, Wooten.
It's right around a website.
He gets the scoop on upcoming comic book projects and tells the world.
Someone in Odyssey is feeding information about Wooten back to the perilous pen.
Penny, the perilous pen's informant is Jules Kendall.
Later, from here or Hollywood. They may want me to leave right away, you know, after they see the kind of talent I have.
Halt! Who goes there?
Detective Doyle.
That's unlikely, since I'm Detective Doyle. I know that because I checked my ID first thing this morning.
No, I'm Jay Smouse.
Huh?
You know me, the guy who got caught under the fence.
Oh, yeah. Recognize the Elvis belt.
So they have you playing a security guard now, huh?
There's no playing about it. Security services are a serious business. Which leads me to ask, what's yours?
My what?
Your business! Why are you here?
Oh! Well, I was called by the casting person and told to be here for my big debut.
Let me check the list. Are you sure you're not the guy delivering sandwiches?
Oh, I'm sure. Wait, is that my part?
Ooh, I see. Smouse with an S. You are on the special list.
Cool. Why is it special?
It's special because you go directly to Trailer 7.
What happens in Trailer 7?
That is top secret. But I have to warn you, the people who go in there never come out the same.
Oh, Hollywood, here I come.
Jules! There you are. I was afraid you left for the airport.
I had to finish writing this note to you, but I couldn't.
We know what you've been doing, Jules.
I'm sorry, Connie.
How did it happen?
It started with Vance. I met him online.
Twitface or whatever it's called?
I was looking for you, just to see if you did the social networking thing. His name came up when I typed in Odyssey. We started writing.
Don't you have rules about talking to strangers online?
And my mom doesn't do rules.
Well, she should.
Vance was the one with the contacts back to the Perilous Pen. Or, I guess, Maximize Comics. They wanted someone to get close to Wooten.
But you don't know Wooten.
I know you. And you're living with Penny, and you're both close to Wooten. Vance thought I was a way in.
And the contest for Comic Connellsville?
Maximize Comics set that up. It wasn't much of a contest, really. More like a prize for my submission.
So, what? They brought you out and you were going to stay at a hotel and find out about Wooten from there?
I didn't want to stay in Odyssey, Connie. But you insisted I stay with you.
Well, our dad insisted, actually.
Right. And I couldn't say no. And Vance thought it was perfect. Through you and Penny, I'd get to hear everything that Wooten was doing. It was all low-key and easy. And then I found Wooten's art in the storeroom at Wits End. And Vance thought we'd hit the jackpot. It couldn't have been better.
Apart from betraying everyone around you.
You can't betray people you don't care about. And I didn't care. But there's something about this place. And you were so...
nosy.
Caring. And now, that's why I have to leave.
You have to put things right, Jules. You have to talk to Detective Polehouse.
Why?
To find out how all of this ties into what happened at Wooten's house. The break-in and arson.
It doesn't tie in. At least I don't.
What about Vance?
I don't know anything about what Vance does. All I did was give him information about the Sleuth family Robinson.
Well, you can tell that to Detective Polehouse. He wants me to bring you in.
You make it sound like I'm a criminal.
Well, I don't know about the law, but you broke something here.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks again for coming, Miss Adelaide. Whit?
No board this time.
Nope, just the three of us.
Ah.
I'm going to hope to bring an end to this conflict.
Mm. Before we begin, Mr. Parley, I want to say something. I was sorry to hear about your collapse after our last meeting, Mr. Whittaker. I had no idea. In fact, it was my brother who told me.
Huh?
I was concerned to find out that you've been visiting him. Out of fear that you might use your visits as a publicity stunt.
Oh, well, I would never do that. I've been visiting him because of my concern. Nothing else.
Then, thank you.
Whit, as it stands, you're the only business owner who isn't participating in the festival.
I'm not surprised, based on our previous conversations.
You think it's weakness on their part, but it may be good business sense.
Well, I respect that. As long as they're not joining in because of fear.
Fear?
Well, I have it from a reliable source that the Vigilanters have also been emailing and committing cyber attacks against most of the other businesses around town. Here, it's all in this envelope.
Well, I don't believe it.
May I see your evidence, please?
Right here, yes. Detective Polehouse got permission to monitor the web traffic with some of the downtown businesses in the same way that he's been monitoring Wits End. Eugene is working as a technical consultant and compiled this list of those who have been contacted by the Vigilanters.
Miss Adelaide?
I've said all along that I have nothing to do with their methods, even if I agree with their views.
Would you also agree that none of the businesses should be intimidated into joining the festival?
Of course I agree. The festival is theirs to join freely, not because of intimidation.
Then, Mr. Parley, I suggest you talk to the business owners again.
You can be sure I will, Whit.
And the two of you might want to talk to Dale Jacobs.
Why?
Well, he is doing an expose about big money and ideologies. How one man is putting up the funds for everything from TV shows to the Let's Get Together festival to charitable organizations that fund groups like the Vigilanters.
The same man is funding our festival and the Vigilanters?
Well, Dale Jacobs says so.
Honestly, I had no idea.
Mm. Well, no one was supposed to.
If this is true, it's like Odyssey has been infiltrated somehow.
None of this means we have to stop the festival.
That's up to you.
And what about you? What if all the businesses decide to go on with the festival anyway?
I won't stop them. But I still believe the festival is celebrating the wrong things. So I won't be participating.
Okay, most of us are here. Where's the third musketeer?
Oh, Hadley, he must still be at the hotel.
No, he asked to use my car so he could pick up some souvenirs from Odyssey before flying back to Alaska.
Well, I called and left a message on his cell phone. He'll be relieved to know that some of my art is safe at Wits End.
Well, I want to talk to him again, sooner rather than later.
Oh, how come?
Now that we know who's been feeding information to the Perilous Pen, and that the information came from the storage room, we're back to square one with the break-in and fire. Unless there's something you haven't told us, Jules.
I don't know anything about Wooten's house, but I'd just like to say that I'm sorry. I hope that eventually you'll forgive me.
Well, I forgive you now, Jules.
I'm thinking about it.
Penny?
Yeah, all right. I forgive you, too.
Detective, does Jules need a lawyer?
Not as far as I'm concerned. She's underage, which makes the laws even trickier when it comes to her shenanigans. But, Jules, you might want to consider counseling about who you hang out with.
I'll add that to the list.
And I'll be talking to her mom and our dad about all this.
Good.
Detective Polhouse, will you be interrogating Vance?
I cornered him right before I came here. He admitted only that he was helping out Maximized Comics. But he denies knowing anything about the break-in or the fire, apart from insinuating that Buck had something to do with those.
Insinuations or not, Buck is innocent.
Don't believe anything Vance says, Detective. Ever.
I'll be talking to Vance's parents, and the incident in McAllister Park is still an open case.
Well, so where does this put us with my house?
I have to go back over everything I know and figure out what I don't. The clues are usually right in front of me.
Oh, you mean like an unusual shoe print embedded in the dust on a windowsill?
Yeah, or telltale crumbs leading to a gingerbread house?
Why don't you two wait in the car while the grown-ups talk?
Probably a good idea.
We can't, Wooten. Hadley has my car, remember?
Oh, yeah. You know, he should have called me back by now. I wonder where he is. Hadley?
Oh, you scared me. Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, moving Wooten's art for safekeeping. Penny let me use her car.
Where is everyone?
They're all over at the police station. It turns out that Jules Kendall was the one sending information to the Perilous Pen because some guy named Vance put her up to it. It's all on my cell phone. Do you want to hear Wooten's message?
No, that's all right. I guess that explains why the shop is so dark.
Yep, Connie closed it up. Didn't she tell you?
No. Oh, come to think of it, I turned off my phone during my meeting. Can I help you with those?
That's okay. This is the last one.
Where will you take them?
Yeah, somewhere safe and special. I better keep it a secret just in case. That's me. I'll take it while I drive. It was nice meeting you, Mr. Whitaker.
Yes, Hadley. Take care.
Yes. Hi, Mr. Wells.
This is Whit. Oh, hi, Connie. Yeah, I just arrived at the shop. It was the strangest thing. Hadley said you closed up the shop, but... Yes, he was here a minute ago. He loaded up Penny's car with Wooten's art and... Why is the glass broken on the back door?
I've got an all-points bulletin out for Hadley.
And my car.
It looks like he broke into the back door of the shop. And someone didn't have his phone nearby for the second time this week to get the alert about the silent alarm.
Oh, maybe I should put Eugene and Connie on the list, too.
No, actually, I have suggested it before.
Yes, Eugene, you were right.
Oh, guys, I don't believe Hadley actually stole my art. He just took it for safekeeping, that's all.
Which is why you don't know where he is or why he hasn't called to say where he took it. Stick with that story if you want.
It's better than the one about the gingerbread house.
What can Hadley do with Wooten's art?
Take it to Dee Grant?
Huh?
Well, what can she do with it? She couldn't publish it.
She could destroy it to be vindictive.
What makes you think she's vindictive?
Well, for one thing, the way she turned her nose up at the meatloaf at Hal's Diner.
Hadley took a call as he was getting into Penny's car. I think I heard him say something like, well...
Wells?
Hugo Wells!
The art collector?
Where is Hugo Wells staying?
Now, Mr. Wells, this could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Wooten is willing to sell his artwork tonight, but tomorrow, who knows? He could sign with Maximized Comics and everything will be locked up contractually.
I don't understand, Hadley. Why isn't Wooten here himself?
He wants to be anonymous. You know how temperamental artists are. They're so tempered and mental.
Huh. You didn't steal these, did you?
What? Steal? From my own cousin? You offend me with the question.
I don't deal in stolen art. Go home, Hadley, before you get yourself in trouble.
I'm already in trouble. Bad deals, bad debts, bad decisions. My family won't talk to me. I really need you to give me a lot of money for this art.
So this has nothing to do with Wooten?
It has everything to do with Wooten. All my life, I've heard nothing but praise about him. Be more like Wooten, they said. You're an underachiever, they said. Eat more licorice, they said. But I'm me. And me happens to be a loser.
That's the most truthful thing you've said, Hadley. Take Wooten's art back.
But I can't.
I should have gone with Wooten. This is going to be hard for him. And I want my car back, too.
What should we do now, Whit? Sit here and wait?
What else can we do for now?
Well, I should go home to update Katrina and Buck about the situation. And I don't know if it'll be a relief or cause for greater concern. If Detective Polhouse can't press charges against Vance, then I suspect we haven't seen the end of their conflict.
Oh. What's wrong, Jules?
Wrong?
You keep looking at your watch.
And groaning in a quiet yet attention-getting manner.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I just missed the last flight out for California.
Huh?
Jules, we need more time.
I think I've done enough damage for 1 week.
Well, then we need time to undo the damage. If we can. And I don't mean with this whole Perilous Pen business, but, you know, between us.
Is that possible?
I'm willing, if you are. Oh, maybe it's Wooten.
Well, it's unlikely he could call so soon.
Wit's End. Oh, hi. Oh, yes, yes, I understand. I'll come right away. Thank you. I have to go back to the hospital.
Tests at this hour?
Not tests. A friend has taken a turn for the worse.
May I help you, sir?
Yeah, I need a taxi.
Yes, sir. To where?
The Odyssey Airport. And I need to move a bunch of stuff from a friend's car in the parking garage. She'll pick it up here later, I guess.
We're happy to oblige.
Okay. Does that mean I have to tip?
Did you ask him for a taxi cab?
Ah! Oh! Wooten!
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm looking for you, Hadley.
Oh, well, you're just in time. Hugo Wells tried to buy your artwork.
Oh, and you brought it here to prove that you couldn't sell it to him?
Yes!
Hmm.
Wow, does it sound silly when you put it that way.
Listen, Hadley, the police are going to be here in a minute.
The police are coming?
Yeah, they have this thing about trafficking, you know, parking in the wrong place, speeding, selling stolen artwork.
Oh, that.
Yeah, but the goods won't be stolen if you and I go upstairs to Mr. Wells and sell him my art.
What?
Well, you said you need the money.
You do that for me?
Yeah, I want to help you.
No. You can't do that. I don't deserve it. And it won't really help me. I'll lose the money on another bad deal somehow. It'll be a small band-aid on the stitches of my life.
Hadley, we're family. I want to help you.
Family doesn't do what I've done.
Mm. What have you done?
The break-in was fake, Wooten. I was going through your stuff, trying to see what I could sell without you noticing, but then I knocked your Coco the Clown inkwell into one of the file drawers and it made a huge mess. I knew you'd figure out it was me, so I went for the idea of a break-in.
I see.
And the fire was mine, too.
Oh, it was?
You know how they say not to put hot drinks near your computer?
Uh-huh.
I've never listened to that kind of advice. There were sparks with a kind of poof noise mm-hmm. and a wisp of smoke, and I thought I smothered it all with the 1967 flimsy Frank and Slacker Sam bathrobe you had draped over the chair.
Oh.
I left to meet you at Hal's Diner. I guess the fire started after that.
Yeah, that explains it. The 1967 Flimsy Frank and Slacker Sam bathrobe was recalled in 1968 because the company made it with highly flammable material. That's why it's so rare.
Oh! I should have known that!
It's okay.
It's my fault. You lost everything, Wooten. I'm not a very good person.
You know, I talked to your mother a little earlier. Said she wants you to come home. Maybe I ought to let your family help you, Hadley.
Oh, Detective Polhouse is coming. Is that a SWAT team with him? He must mean business.
No, Detective Polhouse is alone. Those guys are the janitorial night shift. SWAT teams don't usually have Royal Regent Hotel in large letters on their red overalls.
All right.
You know, it's not too late, Hadley.
Oh, Wooten. I told you before that I'm not very good about taking responsibility for myself. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time I start.
Miss Adelaide.
Mr. Whittaker, I'm afraid you're too late. My brother went very quickly.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you all right?
I've been waiting for this to happen for such a long time. But now that it's here...
Yeah, well, sudden or drawn out, still hurts.
He said I was wrong to blame his sickness on you. His last words were to make amends with you. Well, actually, they weren't. His last words were, "You're standing on my air hose."
Really?
He was joking. Mr. Whittaker, it's possible to get so caught up in something that you assume others are doing the same. In my anger, I assumed you were angry and fighting with the same bitterness.
We don't have to fight.
I thought it was for him. I was fighting for him in a way he wouldn't fight for himself. And I realized today that it's been affecting the rest of my life, my teaching. I broke one of my most important rules. And what frightens me is that I was blind to it. I didn't know the vigilantes were harassing the other businessmen. Please believe me about that. And I didn't attack your shop.
Well, I never thought you did.
Then you were willing to think more highly of me than I was of you. I don't expect us to agree on very much, Mr. Whittaker. But I'll try to do a better job of tolerating your views than I have.
Well, thank you. Is there anything I can do for you?
Will you come to the funeral? Maybe you could say a few words about the last couple of days with Randall.
Well, I didn't know him very well. What could I say?
Any observations would be nice.
I can think of only three things. He loved you. He had opened his heart to an eternity he didn't think he deserved. And he was a horrible Scrabble player. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No. No, you're right. He was a horrible Scrabble player.
Come in.
I talked to Dad. He arranged to get you on a flight first thing tomorrow, but he wants you with him in New York. I guess your mom went on a cruise to Cozumel with her therapy group. He doesn't want you home alone.
Okay. You know, the whole idea seemed so easy when Vance told me about it.
Yeah, well, Vance has a gift for that. Why in the world did you agree?
I was bored. It seemed like something to do. And I was curious about this place, in an arrogant, superior sort of way.
When you showed up at Comet Connellsville, I was really glad. I thought we might have a few days to get to know each other, you know, as sisters. I didn't intend to act like your mother.
My mother doesn't act like my mother. It's funny, she acts more like my sister. So I'm not used to anyone trying to be my parent. I'm sorry for being so rude to you.
I understand.
Connie?
Hmm?
I said I hated it here, but that was my panic talking. I can see why you stayed in Odyssey.
It's home.
Good morning, Whit.
Oh, good morning, Ben.
Well, you were right, Whit. I talked to the other business owners, and most of them were approached by the Vigilantors. Or should I say, threatened by them. Mm. So, I'm putting the festival to a new vote. We can carry on as planned, or cancel, or even change it.
I was never against a downtown festival. I couldn't agree with what we were celebrating.
Well, I'm up for any new ideas.
Well, I was talking with Olivia Parker, and she suggested that we should create a festival to celebrate families without any of the political agendas.
Hmm. I'd be in favor of that. The meeting is tonight. You should be there.
Well, I will. You know that Miss Adelaide may not be very happy with the idea.
She's not involved now. She's taking time off because her brother passed away.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
She's a good woman, Whit. Mm. You know she was only acting on her convictions.
I never doubted it.
Oh, you know, I'll be glad to get all of this behind us. The whole feel of the town has seemed different somehow.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
So, Buck.
Yes, Mr. Eugene?
Just Eugene, as I keep saying. Katrina has teachers' meetings today, and you have the day off from school.
Yes, sir.
So, what are your plans?
I still have some painting to do at Wits End. Why?
I was just thinking, you like to fish, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Let's take the day off and go fishing.
Fishing? You and me?
Indeed. Now, I'm not very proficient, but I'd like to do that with you.
I'd like that, too. Is this what you'd call family time?
Yes. We'll call it our family time.
It's gone, Detective Doyle. I can't believe they got the whole TV production company packed up that fast.
Ah, but they left the exteriors, which is movie lingo for outside stuff.
It's kind of funny to have a fake ghost town in Hangman's Hollow.
Not that you'd care. I assume you're off to the land of bright lights and big signs and the statue of Bullwinkle just because of your performance on this TV show.
What performance? They covered me from head to toe with makeup, stuck me in the middle of a crowd, and made me do things like...
Anything else?
Yeah, this.
Ooh, a convincing performance.
What a ripoff. They never let me say a single real line, and they didn't say a word about going to Hollywood. I have a suspicion there was professional jealousy going on. Mm-hmm. I saw it in the green eyes of the other zombies. They were intimidated by me.
Understandable, considering your looks.
I know. Now what am I supposed to tell the kids at school? They expect me to be in Hollywood by now.
What to tell? What? I've got it. Write this down.
Okay.
I'll never be able to say it again.
Okay.
Tell them you have chosen to remain in Odyssey to hone your thespian abilities and wait for more substantial parts.
Good idea. My what?
Wooten?
Hmm?
Is it healthy for you to sit here looking at your burnt-down house?
Oh, I don't know. Is it unhealthy?
Detective Polehouse said that some people who lose their belongings become obsessed about their loss.
Oh, I'm not obsessing, Pam. In fact, I was just thinking about Dee Grant in the world of high finance.
Oh, why?
Because she told Detective Polehouse that she didn't know anything about what happened here, even about the Perilous Bend. But she promised to fire everyone involved.
Did he believe her?
Well, about as much as you do.
I don't.
I know. Which is probably why he's handing the case over to the FBI and the SEC and a lot of other government agencies with abbreviations who investigate fraud and corporate espionage and all that kind of stuff.
That was fun.
Thanks.
What will happen to Hadley?
Well, Detective Polehouse believed Hadley. You know, that the fire was an accident. And I'm not going to press charges or anything. Hadley went back to Alaska, to his family, I hope.
What will he do up there?
Well, he's going to run his comic book store.
Oh, I thought it was closed down.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, but an investor is going to inject enough money to get it going again for him, you know, with the condition that his mother will actually run the business.
Oh, huh. What investor? Wooten. Ah. I was talking to Jason Whitaker this morning.
Uh-huh.
We decided we're going to help you replace what you lost in the fire. As much as we can.
Oh, that's sweet, Penny, but I don't think I want to replace it all. There's something to be said for starting over, you know, living simpler.
You don't want another collection of 1960s TV guides?
Oh, well, I have to replace those.
And the original scale model of the Partridge Family bus?
Well, that goes without saying.
Wooten. Mm-hmm. You're gonna need a new house to put your simpler life into.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I will. But only if you'll share it with me.
What do you mean?
Penny?
Yes?
Will you marry me?
What?
Penny are getting married? Oh, wait a minute. Did she even say yes? Well, either way, what a great end to a series that explores God's design for the family. These stories have shown us that there are serious consequences when we reject God and His design. Too often we get caught up in what we want and work against God's best for us. They've also shown us that God loves us and wants to turn all of our messes into something wonderful. But we have to be willing to put aside our own desires and accept His way. I know it's a lot to think about, and I hope you and your family will talk about all these things these episodes have brought up. To help you, we've created discussion guides to get the conversation started. Just go to witsend.org for more information, okay? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, Christopher Deal, and Nathan Jones. Music was by John Campbell. Dave Arnold was our executive producer. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Katie Lee, Will Ryan, Jess Harnell, Kimmy Robertson, Gunnar Sizemore, Shona Kennedy, Chad Dorick, Robbie Bruce, Whit Herford, Christina Pacelli, Phil Proctor, Audrey Wazalewski, Townsend Coleman, Michaela Dean, Barbara Niles, Kelly Stables, Jason Marsden, Mark Evan Jackson, Amanda Troop, Jim Ward, Randy Brenner, Fred Tatasciore, Jessica G. George, Stephen Marks, Darren D. Paul, Phil Lawler, Allison Packard, and Ruben Garfias. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.